Eye weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, sunny skies, chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon around 90. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20. Tonight, cloudy skies, showers and thunderstorms likely in the mid-60s. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, showers and thunderstorms likely in the upper 70s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy. We'll continue with showers and thunderstorms. Temperatures at 63. Right now, it's 82.
Marysville Livestock Incorporated Cafe is back open, serving lunch and dinner until 7 p.m. Thursdays with hot beef, burgers, specialty burgers, chicken sandwiches, assorted pies, and cinnamon rolls. Drop by for lunch or dinner Thursdays, serving till 7 p.m. at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Cafe is back open.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The American Farm Bureau calling on lawmakers to provide additional resources for farmers impacted by COVID-19. Michael Clements with more.
The American Farm Bureau Federation says farmers need more help to mitigate losses from the coronavirus pandemic and is calling on Congress to provide additional resources for rural communities. AFBF President Zippy Duvall says the coronavirus food assistance program helps, but more is needed in farm country.
The first round was desperately needed by farmers. It covered the losses up to mid-April, and that does not address everything that's happening to our farmers because that pandemic, the shockwave from it continues to hit agriculture. So we definitely need to be part of another package. Farmers have witnessed some of their markets shrinking in just a short period of time, and even in some cases, it disappeared.
Duvall says farmers need an extension of relief funds for losses that occurred after April 15th, among other needs.
We'd like to see them replenish the Commodity Credit Corporation funding. The cap on the funding right now is $30 billion. That was changed many, many years ago, and we think now that same dollar should be $68 billion. We're also looking at the problems around poultry. Most of the poultry industry is vertically integrated, and it was not able to be covered under the CFAP because those producers don't own the animals.
Rural communities need more assistance as well, including broadband, the Paycheck Protection Program, and rural medical centers.
With what's happened in our communities and the demand for those health centers to pay attention to the COVID-19 and a lot of the other procedures we'll put off is put them in a financial bind. We also see an expanded PPP program so it can reach more of the farmers that have people working for them.
Michael Clements, Washington.
Reliable and relevant. We're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Mid-America Network News. Health officials are reporting 41 cases of coronavirus and one death has been linked to funeral services and visitations in Topeka, Shawnee County. The county's health department says positive cases include residents from five different counties. Health officials urge families to follow the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention guidelines and work with funeral directors and religious leaders to keep the services safe. Possible steps include wearing masks, limiting attendance, and practicing social distancing. The Pratt Police Department and the KBI are investigating the death of a 57-year-old man after he was found unconscious in a garage. Officials reported a disturbance early Tuesday morning at a residence in Pratt. Officers and paramedics discovered Frank Sturgeon lying on the floor, unconscious with obvious head trauma injuries. Sturgeon was taken to the Pratt Regional Medical Center but died as a result of his injuries. I'm Stephanie Austin.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. With special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2024 vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6120. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Police say a woman has been arrested in a deadly hit-and-run crash over the weekend in Kansas City, Kansas. Police say that 25-year-old Kendra Womack turned herself in shortly after fleeing the scene of the early Sunday morning crash. Investigators say Womack was driving an SUV eastbound when she broadsided a car at an intersection. The driver of the car, 42-year-old Myron Gardner of Kansas City, Kansas, died at the scene. Two other adults and two children in the car were injured. Police say that Womack fled the crash on foot. She has been charged with failure to stop at an accident resulting in death. In communities across the United States, celebrations are gearing up for Juneteenth celebrations, a prominent holiday in the African-American community, and it's getting a lot of attention this year. As the nation contends with the issues of racism and equality, Juneteenth is a celebration of what happened on June 19, 1865. The day has become known as U.S.'s second Independence Day for African-Americans. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Friendly, personalized service to meet your banking needs. That's the standard at First National Bank, Frankfort.
My community bank has responded to the changes needed to keep my money safe and secure. They've switched to cards with the latest technology, which is safer and more secure than before. My community bank provides safety and security while staying on top of the latest banking trends.
Let First National Bank's brand of banking be responsive to your needs. First National Bank, Frankfort, proud to be your community bank. Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News. The Nebraska State Patrol says a traffic stop on I-80 in south central Nebraska turned up 5 pounds of cocaine in a suitcase. The patrol said in a news release that a trooper stopped a sports utility vehicle heading eastbound on Monday afternoon near Lexington. During a search of the SUV, troopers found the cocaine hidden inside a backpack inside a suitcase in the cargo area. The patrol says the SUV's driver, a 40-year-old woman from Buffalo, New York, was arrested on suspicion of drug trafficking and taken to the Dawson County Jail. The Nebraska Democratic Party calling on its U.S. Senate nominee to drop out of the race after he made sexually repugnant comments about a campaign staffer in a group text with her and other staffers. The party says its state executive committee voted unanimously this week to withdraw all of its resources from Chris Janicek's campaign. Janicek is challenging Republican Ben Sasse. Mid-America Network News.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. With special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2024 vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6-1-20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A grassroots community meeting to gather public input regarding the potential for extraterritorial zoning in the Frankfort community is planned Thursday evening at 6 at the City Park. Anyone interested is welcome to attend.
The meeting is for the citizens to learn what extraterritorial zoning is and what it isn't. We want to ask for the extraterritorial zoning from the City of Frankfort to protect its citizens and its businesses. For the wind turbines, we do not want them imposed on our community if that's not what its citizens want. The ramifications of it could be personal and financial. We want them to know that their property taxes could go up and their property value could go down.
Carissa Stevie is among coordinators. The meeting is in light of potential wind farm development in southeast Marshall County that could impact Frankfort. It's emphasized this is an informational meeting and no immediate proposal has been developed.
We want the citizens to be heard and we want them to know what extraterritorial zoning is and let us know where they stand. At this point, the town residents have remained either on the fence or predominantly quiet. So we want them to come to this meeting and get informed and have a voice and let us know who and what we are fighting for.
Again, the meeting Thursday evening at 6 at the Frankfort City Park. The Marshall County Fair is still a go. The schedule is changing and will continue to change as we get closer to fair time. They have condensed the schedule, and Tuesday activities will either be moved to a different day or canceled. Highlighted changes at this time are the Demo Derby and Figure 8 races have been canceled. They may be rescheduled this fall. 4-H Style Review and Decorated Cake Auction have been canceled. Rabbit Show will be a carrier-only show with no animals in the cages, no open-class rabbits. Judging contest has been moved to Friday, July 17th at 7 p.m. Livestock auction moved to Monday evening at 7. The church stand will not be open. Fair Board still encourages our communities to continue with preparing exhibits to bring to the fair, but to continue to watch for other updates as we get closer to Marshall County Fair time. Work began this week on a 48-mile resurfacing project in Washington and Republic counties along K-148, K-119, and K-9. Resurfacing and chip seal began on Highway 9 from the Marshall County line west, proceeding to the K-148 junction, then on to U.S. Highway 81. Work is planned from Greenleaf on K-119 to K-9. Traffic will be reduced to one lane at times, causing brief delays. The $4 million project is to be complete by November. A recently hired recreation director for the city of Seneca was suspended last week after he was arrested by Seneca police on multiple alleged drug charges. Drew Cromwell was released from jail on $10,000 bond. He had taken the post a month ago, transferring from a similar job in Osawatomie. An interim director for the summer rec programs has been contracted by the city of Seneca. All Marshall County residents are eligible for a special food distribution in Marysville at the Helvering Center this Friday beginning at 9. No income requirements, first come, first serve, until the boxes run out. This special food distribution available to all Marshall County residents at the south side of the Helvering Center this Friday beginning at 9.
We are all working through this difficult time together. We want you to know Blue Valley Technologies is here for you. Whether you are serving on the front lines, transitioning your business to a new norm, or studying and working from home, we are working very hard to keep our communities connected during this pandemic. Stay safe, stay healthy, and stay connected. From all your friends at Blue Valley Technologies.
Just in time for Father's Day, it's the annual boot sale at Valley Vet Fashion Direct in Marysville. This Thursday through Sunday, find good-looking, hard-working, no-nonsense boots just like Dad for 20% off. Men's shirts are also buy one, get one half off through the end of June. Don't miss out on the Fashion Direct boot sale Thursday through Sunday.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska.
Looking at the surface map, we have a low pressure system. The center of the low is across the upper parts of the Midwest, the cold front extending into the central parts of the Midwest. This system will continue to push off towards the east as we head over the next few days. It looks like across the central parts of the Midwest, we'll start to see some scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Then it looks like we'll see showers and thunderstorms likely tonight on and off as we head through the end of the weekend, as it will be a slow moving system. Otherwise, behind this cold front, we're going to see a little bit cooler temperatures. It looks like back into the 80s. So across the area, sunny skies, scattered showers and thunderstorms late around 90 with wind gust at 20. Tonight we'll continue with showers and thunderstorms in the mid-60s. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, showers and thunderstorms, cooler temperatures in the upper 70s. And tomorrow night we'll continue with storms. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
We know what it takes to be a successful producer. Hard work and strong values. Like you, we have roots in this community and want to see it grow. We're ready to meet your banking and lending needs with experts who understand crops, livestock, and equipment. We know your business and your values. Talk to us. Citizens State Bank. Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Average high temperature mid-June, 86. Recent record high, 95, 2 years back. The average low, 64. Record